Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter, the first chapter. Know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead, and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Dear Christians, there's a word that rebukes all of us today in St. Peter's epistle. Know that you are ransomed from the futile ways. And at length, the apostle contrasts what is vain and futile, perishable, temporary, to what is eternal, imperishable, precious, and costly. One of these belongs to the old age, the old way of thinking, to our sinful nature even. The other belongs to our life in Christ Jesus, born again, and to the living hope Peter proclaimed at the beginning of his epistle. We Christians are to be concerned with the permanent and with the enduring things. But we live in the midst of a world that is very comfortable with its passing character and revels in that. And that influence has touched every Christian's heart also. You know the quest for the expedient. You know something of the crass devotion to passing and imperishable things, especially gold and silver, and the vanity of frivolous activities. Who can deny it? I don't wish to scold or rebuke each of us for our simple pleasures, our time wasters, as if creation were not made also for our enjoyment as well as for our use. But it is always worth considering our enjoyment of the temporary and asking, am I enslaved to all of this again? Am I more at home in this passing world than in the life of the world to come? And if that's true for all of the silly vanities, all the more for the very serious, deceiving things. Have I warped everything in life? My family, my work at this job, my activity in the realm of the church to serve not the eternal things, but only what will prove to be temporary. Now, we do have something to learn from our forefathers in the faith, I think. They built churches, usually, to last. They passed over the obvious and immediate things for the subtle and for the persevering, whether in artwork or in architecture or in music. They heard the parable of Jesus, and they pressed their unrighteous mammon into the service of future generations that the gospel would be heard, an effort to show, often in enduring stone and song, silver and gold, that the gospel itself was eternal, or at least able to stand for a long, long time. But of course, even all of this effort has to come under some of the rebuke of St. Peter, too, if it is taken too seriously. Because yes, we smelt away the rock and the dross to expose precious gold. We know that the Lord's judgment fires are going to smelt away even that gold and silver and the whole earth with it, every building too, and expose all of these things, our greatest achievements, as perishable. Know that you were ransomed from futile ways inherited from your forefathers. Peter probably meant pagan idols and their rituals or Judaizing rabbinic teaching and tradition. But I think there's room here for rebuking the blind spots, even of our Christian forefathers as well. It's the nature of this sort of vanity to be deceiving, to present itself as an eternal, enduring good, when really it is still bound up with the passing. So also for the soon-to-be-persecuted church like this diaspora to whom Peter was writing, or to our church, which is perpetually on the wrong side of history, passing away, the opponents who love vanity always present themselves not as vain, but as permanent. Right? They are the future. We had better join them or we'll perish. Well, dear Christians, consider what really is enduring, precious, imperishable, and orient your life and work around those. So great is the permanence of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world was even set. His precious blood retains its value forever. And it was poured out for your sakes. And the love that issues from this love of God in Christ, and so from your heart as one ransomed by Him, that love actually will endure also. The Lord has paid His eternal ransom for us, who are the true deceitful ones, the vain ones, the futile ones. And there it is, isn't there? This sort of serious contemplation always leads us to the reality of death. It's probably the reason why we, along with the world, really prefer our frivolities instead. Not only do our toys and our plans and our savings and our achievements dry up and blow away, we ourselves are like grass. It only takes one late frost to knock them all off. Death unmasks the deception of futile and vain ways, even as God's final judgment will do so completely. And in the face of that, with Isaiah, with John the Baptist, with Peter, we falter for a moment. Because what permanence can we possibly be heralding in this work if we ourselves will not even live long enough to possess any of it? Well, if we've inherited anything at all that is not futile from our forefathers, I think it is their Reformation slogan, VDMA, Verbum Domini Manet in Aeternum, which comes from this passage. The word of the Lord endures forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus said, but my word will never pass away. Now, paper in a book does not seem imperishable. The words that are preached in any sermon, which pass away quickly and are forgotten, they also do not seem to last. But the Word of God is the real eternal power. It raises the dead, first Christ, and then you who through Him are believers in God, for whose sakes His precious blood was shed. Even when this living and abiding Word of God rebukes us, it does so as the eternal, setting aside the perishable to make us with it imperishable. For the sake of the Word, for the sake of the gospel that is preached, stone and gold and even our work may have their day, and they may be more than just mere futility, thank God. But therefore, dear saints, the truly needful thing is to hear the voice of your good shepherd, to listen to his enduring living word. The spotless lamb who has bled for his sheep to raise them imperishable. Know that you have been ransomed. And so fix your thoughts and your actions and every conduct on Christ and on his eternal things, because his word of truth endures forever. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.